WCP 544, Sheboygan County Bob. Good morning, Michigan. We are monitoring frequency. T544, Sheboygan County Bob, monitoring the frequency. GP544, Sheboygan County Bob, radio check please.
Morning, Bob. WSBS 386, you're coming in loud and clear.
Appreciate it, sir. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency.
WSFC227, radio check.
CP544, Sheboygan County Bob, sir, I have you loud and clear. And if you'd kindly turn off your Roger beam, as the repeaters will tone out with a tone after your transmission. E544, Sheboygan County Bob, monitoring the frequency. Have a good day, sir. RZP 544, WIUG 488, Jack, are you on the frequency?
WSAY 919. Anybody got a copy? WSEG 849.
WRZP 544, WIUG 488. Zach, are you on the frequency? WRZP 544, monitoring the network. WSAG 266 monitoring.
Hello, 850,
WRZP 544.
Hello, Bob. How the heck you doing? Been a while.
Yes, sir, it has. Busier than a one-arm paper hanging here. Finally recovered from the neck surgery and getting things done and ready for winter around the house. That's done, and totally blessed. Brother from another mother and the missus, we went out 2 hours before sun up, and we're spotting game and putting out game cameras for hunting season here. Still finishing up bow season, Roger.
Yeah, there you go. So, yeah, they're giving them out left and right down here. They're becoming varmint. It really is getting crazy down here. I don't know about up there. You got plenty of wilderness for them, but, man, just I've got three living in my yard. I'm in the burbs, man. I'm 4 miles north of where Eminem filmed his famous movie. Living in the hood, and I got a family of three, a doe and her two bucks. She's got two baby bucks. I just realized they're button bucks, and how they're living in my yard and the neighbor's yard is just beyond me.
Much like yourself, John, yes, we're inundated up here with them. According to DNR, there's two special seasons for urban deer hunting permits, and we can get all the doe permits up here you want. They want us to thin them out heavy up here. Like you, we've got them everywhere. They're in my yard, they're in my garden. They're in the fields that surround the house, so I promise it to be a good deer harvest this year.
I was thinking, the vegans that are doing it based on, meat is murder, the meat is murder vegans. We ought to just let the deer and the sows run wild and let them eat all their food. And then once they've eaten all their food, maybe they'll have a different perspective.
That's a good one. My missus isn't in the room. She's a staunch vegan. I'll have to ask her about that one. That's a good point. That's like owning an electric car in California and the fires, and they cut the electricity to 17 counties. Good luck getting your electric car out the fire, Roger.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm a fan of electric vehicles, but if they, as like a second vehicle, and if it suits your particular, like me living in the city where we do 99% of our driving are short little runs to the store or to see family 20 minutes away, it'd be ideal, and something like that. If it were our primary car and I wasn't counting on it and I still had a fossil fuel, gobblers, then all good. But purely as a, I'm interested purely as a secondary kind of I'd give that a try for a bit, so. But yeah, this mandate to move over to them. And there goes my phone, so I'm going to have to get this, Bob. WRUU 850.
WRUU 850, get back in touch with me and get my digits from Jack. I need to speak with you on the phone about an antenna issue I'm having. We'll do it again, brother. WRZP 544, player monitoring the network.
Oh, my God, I hate that. I answer it and they hang up. I'm here.
Hear that. If you would, next time you get a hold, you and Jack have breakfast there, you run into one of those. Get his digits from me and give me a holler at some time. I need to pick your brain there, if you don't mind. I know correct answers are $5 and wrong answers are free, Roger.
No problem, Bob. I'll do that for you. Just for you. All right, Bob, good talking to you this morning. You have a good day. I'll be on the Cash Flake later on, so I ain't gonna be too far. WIG 48.
Well, Jack, you've got my text and email, I think, and all that, so just shoot, just shoot it over to me via text.
So you want me, you want me to text it to you?
Yeah, that works. Text or Telegram or whatever that, what's that other one we used to use? Zello, whatever you got. Text would be the easiest.
If you want his phone number, I have his phone number. I can text you then right away.
I believe that's what Bob wanted. He wanted you to get me his phone number. Is that correct, Bob?
That's correct, Sean. Jack, if you would, sir, yep, please pass along my information there. Yep, that'd be great. I appreciate it deeply, sir.
No
No problem, Bob. Well, Sean, how you doing? I haven't talked to you in a little bit.
I'm doing all right, Jack. Just living large. I've been working. I've had a kind of a big cleanup construction project at the property. So, you know, I've been, and 2 weekends ago, I couldn't make the breakfast, and then you didn't make the last one, but we were all there. But I've just been busy with the project. It's going to probably keep me busy for the next several weeks. I've got, I get a little bit knocked out all the time, but I got some plans being drawn up for a new garage, so I got to work that out. I'm going to try to get it all done before the snow flies, before the holidays, so... That's why I'm kind of in a rush to get all that done. I want to get this new garage up and functional before the bad stuff starts.
As it was saying, Bob. Well, I tried to come in Saturday. It was so foggy, you couldn't even see 100 feet away. I decided to go back. I went out, drove the car. I couldn't get to First Street. How foggy was it? And I guess you can hear me on the radio with that 421 station. So don't even bother coming in. It's foggy. Anyhow, I'll see you anyhow next week, and I will text you that soon as I stop over at my brother's house, which is maybe another 5-10 minutes. I'll text you that phone number. Roger.
All right, Jack, I'll look for it. Thank you. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, Sean. Jack, I appreciate it. And give my best to your family as always, brother. And, again, thank you for the wonderful gift. And we'll talk to you when you're out on the lake. WIZP 544. Sean, as always, sir, it's a pleasure having you in our receipt. So enjoy your day. Keep busy and good luck with the drive. We'll talk soon. WRCT 544, clear monitoring after you, John.
All right, sounds good. Good timing. I got to make another call. So we will catch everybody in a bit. WRUU 850.
Sean, I was out there at the park yesterday. I didn't see you.
Up at the same time, Jack. I don't think he heard you, brother.
Sorry. Anyhow, Sean, I was out there at the park, Stony Creek, yesterday. I didn't see you.
No, like I said, I'm I got things going on, you know, at the property. It's taking up a lot of my free time. Plus the Lions were playing, so. All right, I'm going to clear out of here. WRUU 850. Take care, Jay.
No problem, Sean. Take care. I'll get that to you as soon as I stop. WIUU 48, clear.
Sheboygan, Bob, are you out there? This is WRYR 503.
WRZP 544. Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
That question for you. I haven't been in GMRS since we used the repeater off the Penobscot building back in the 70s. So I'm a little behind the eight ball of what's changed and not changed. But what I'm looking for is a radio. I got a little Midland here, the MXT 115. I'm not impressed with it. I bought it off of Amazon. The darn plug for the mic was already, how you say, discombobulated when I got the box open. I thought I had it fixed, but it's starting to come apart again. So what I'm looking for is a radio that's somewhat better built than what they did to this Midland.
Is that Ron?
Sorry?
Sorry, go ahead. Go ahead, Bob. Sounded like somebody.
You're fine, brother. You're welcome to come. Jump in anytime. Personally, I run a KG-1000 plus for my base station, quite robust. And then I've got that, what is it, Votec B50 for my mobiles, both in all my vehicles, including the side-by-side. Pretty robust, but it has that telephone connection for the microphone, which is a bit wonky at times, but I can't go wrong. I do enjoy the KG-1000 plus, both for function, the capabilities, and again, durability. Roger.
Okay, I'm going to assume that's the Waxon, or however you pronounce it.
That. I don't even attempt it anymore. I usually phonetically spell it out. Yeah, you've got a Wolfgang or whoever it is there, that KG-1000 plus. But I've heard great things about the Midlands. You know, you probably got one built on a Friday or a Monday. But, and I'm, of course, you know, there's other operators that can ring in as well and give you insight as well. But for my money, I'm very pleased with that KG-1000, brother.
Where can you pick up one of those? Because I haven't seen it. And I'm going to make an assumption here. I think somebody sent it back because they had problems with it, and they reboxed it and just sent it right back out. This is the second time, or third time, actually, if you're not counting other than radios. I've had three products, you know, that were reboxed and sent back out, and because it was obvious that they needed repair.
That, and you know the old adage there, brother, buyer beware and you get what you pay for. I've had the same experience with equipment I've ordered online. It's been programmed, monkeyed with, and then sent back, and nobody bothered putting it back to factory resetter, yada, yada, yada. But I got mine off of GMRS.com from their store, and that was back, 8 months ago. But they're readily available. Walmart, I believe Amazon still has them. Radiosity, there's a bunch of folks out there in your search engine. Just put in KG-1000 plus, and it's a great 50-watt radio if you need that kind of power. It's great. Got great ears on the thing, and the modulation, I think, is just amazing on it myself.
Roger, I don't like the way the programming is set up in a Midland either. It's kind of like you can't really see what you got because they only have so many channels that you can see on the display. It's kind of weird how they did it. I've talked to a couple other people that are having fits trying to program them.
Lewis, I bought a set of those. Programming nightmare. Military background was Kenwood. I'm a Kenwood portable and field tech, and then Motorola. I've had no experience with Midland, but I haven't heard anybody had those kind of issues. But, you know, again, it's a draw of the cards there. So, again, buyer beware, but can't complain. I just run that dual band tram antenna, 38 feet there. And it does exactly what she's designed to do. So, I'm pleased.
Saying all that, you know I'm an amateur, and I've been around for close to 20 years doing that. But I like my Kenwoods. Most of my radios are Kenwood. I got a 570, a 480. I've got a TMV-71 Alpha, a D710. Trying to remember them all. I got quite a few of them.
I was turns out the missus, I, and a brother from another, I don't know if you copied the mail, brother from another mother this morning out in the Pigeon River setting out trail cams. And I was singing your praises highly. Actually looking forward to you moving up here so I can pick your brain, Roger. But I was singing your praises, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's going to probably be after the winter. I don't want to be moving and trying to set up during the winter time, so I'll probably wait until I get this place sold, which will be sometime in May. Houses are being snapped up down here pretty fast, so I don't think I'll have a big problem getting rid of this place. Just a little, how you say, clean up and paint up. When you have a set of 90-year-old parents that live in the house and you have to fix it up after they pass, it's a little daunting at times because, you know, some old people tend to clutter a house up with furniture that they don't need.
It can be daunting both mentally and physically. Been there, done that, and have the T-shirts up to and including my mother-in-law flooding a $250,000 home out here in Sheboygan County. But yeah, no, it's admirable again what you're doing there. I'll still be up here next winter. So, if you're on late at night, I'll pass you my digits, and so we'll get that as well. If there's anything I can ever do for you in the meantime, Roger.
That's a good idea. Instead of tying up the radio, you could give me a call sometime if you need. I don't get a lot of phone calls, so it's not a big deal.
I do that. No, I'm not going there, but I have no need to hunt your property. I got property coming out my yin-yang to hunt. But, yeah, you know, if you've got a trespasser that you spot there, I'd be happy to run out and chase his ass off there, but... Yeah, I'm looking forward, and we'll get you my digits. And as you said, we've taken up our 5 minutes today. And Sean rang in there, and he said hello, so I'm sure if he's still listening, he'll want to give you a shout. All right, my sir, be safe. Enjoy the rest of your day, and let's do it again later this evening. WRZP 544, clear and monitoring on your final, sir.
Oddly enough, my trespassing issue looks like it's that 520-pound bear that everybody has seen. I've seen a couple videos on trail cams, but this thing is a monster. His front legs are the size of my torso, and I'm not a skinny guy.
Go ahead and ring back in on that. Oddly enough, three and a half weeks ago, we got pictures of that rascal. He come down out the hills across in front of us. That's one healthy bear, I concur.
Trail cam video was April 20th of 2022. And that's usually when they're emaciated after a winter, you know, in hibernation. This thing wasn't emaciated. I don't know. He must have had a smorgasbord set up all winter. And it was eating from it. This thing was scary big. I've seen grizzlies smaller than him.
Sure if it was the same bear, but I've seen more bear going into Wolverine and kayak in the Pigeon River in that area. Seen plenty of tracks, milk, and seen plenty of scat in the Pigeon River here in area and surrounding. But yeah, the fella that come across here us two and a half weeks ago, again, as we were out scouting, this thing, yeah, he was grizzly bear size up here, and I understand that they pulled a couple 400 and 420-pounders already, so yeah, not only are the deer thriving, but the bear and everything else are. But one thing we do need, as you know, it's drying a matchstick up here. Let me tell you, we've been under a red flag warning, and it's going to be, but we need the rain, Roger.
No argument on that. It was really dry up there. The only good thing about the dry weather is those couple days that I stacked about 6,000 pounds of firewood. I finally got all that done. you know, I just went through this whole cancer thing since February, and they say I'm cancer-free. I want to tell you something, though, that tore me up. And I lost 84 pounds, so I'm not the big guy I used to be.
Again, we've walked many of the same paths. I dropped 80 pounds over 3.5 years due to military service. I've lost more pieces and parts and organs since I've been home than you can take a stick at, but that's another conversation. Again, brother, we've taken up our five and we'll let somebody else ring in here. I'll get you my digits here in the evening, and we'll do it over the landline. Always a pleasure having you in my receipt. You know that. And take care. And my best to your family and your parents. Again, I salute you for being a good son from one man to another. Enjoy your evening. WRZP 544, Bob and Sheboygan, we're clear on your final.
Yeah, you said Wolverine. I'm about 6.5 miles east of I-75, straight down whatever that road is that comes past the gas station. I'm in the Pigeon River Country State Forest, so I'll give you an idea where I'm at. So if you said the bear was in there, I have no problems believing that because I've seen him myself. WRYR-503, clear. Must have keyed with somebody. You might want to try that again.
Go ahead, whoever chimed in. It might have been Scott LaSoy or Sean. Go ahead, whoever chimed in. WRZP 544, channel's open. It's yours. I expect the channel will get busy here soon. It's lunchtime. Everybody will be running around getting their lunch and doing that old thing before they retire. So, again, we'll get to my digits and we'll get on the landline.
IUU 850, WIUG 88, copy.
WRYR-504, I'm not 100% sure who that was. Talking to Bob there a minute ago. WRUU-850.
Were you calling?
503.
Well, whoever was in a chat with Bob a while ago about stuff. And I think it was RYR-504, but I could have that wrong. I'm really bad with GMRS calls.
503.
That's me, WRYR-503.
Wouldn't happen to be Ron, would you?
Oh, my name is Jim, Juliet India Mike.
All right, as a old friend of mine and work associate that lives up that way, and I heard rumors that he has GMRS. I know he can, but you sound like him to me, so I was kind of thinking, huh. I wonder if that's Ron, but okay, never mind.
Good oak. WRYR-503 listening.
All right, that was all. Still looking for Ron and Indian River, I think, is where he says he's at, which would actually be, I think you said you're east of the freeway. I think he's west of the freeway. I don't know. I'm not 100% sure on that, but he says Indian River. Indian River, Ron.
don't know if you guys know him. All right, catch you guys later. WRUU850.
To be honest with you, I have not heard of Ron up there. I'm down in Detroit right now, but I haven't heard any Ron up there, but I haven't been on the radio much either because I've got too many other things I have to do up there.
All right, well, yeah, like I said, it just sounds like them, and I just was curious, but no big deal. One of these days I'll bump into them, I'm sure. I bump into them every now and again over on the ham side of the things, but there you go. Okay, Jack, are you listening here? I just want to let you know I got your text, so got Bob's info.
Hey, John, take care. Don't work too hard. Talk to you later. WIUG, waiting.
All right, yeah, everybody take care of them. I'm trying to deal with some traffic here. Got a bunch of trucks that are kind of monkeying up the flow of things here. And this one's a gravel train. Great, just all the pebbles hit the car. All right, be back later. WRUU850.
This is WSDK-AA1. Does anyone copy?
WRBY 365 calling station 3 from station 2, WRBY 365. WRBY 365, class.
WRWS 53, Mater Dei. WRZT 544, WIUG 488. Jack, are you out on the water yet, brother? WRZT 544, monitoring the frequency.
Negative contact in Sheboygan County, Bob.
WRZP 544, I do indeed, sir. Good afternoon.
I went and ordered that Waxon KG 1000 plus.
Roger that. This pricing, but well, the specs on the thing, I really appreciate it. And as I said, I've had nothing but great things to say about it. So roger that. I think you'll enjoy it quite a bit. Programming is very straightforward, as well as any of your settings within the radio itself. It's quite user-friendly and straightforward.
In my situation, I have four Waxon dual-band radios that I've been using over the years. Had with them, no problems with programming them. Everything, like you said, is pretty straightforward. But I figured I'll just stick with something I already know, so that's why I ordered it. And you can turn it into a repeater with another radio. I have a real high interest in doing that.
Roger that. I'm involved in as you know, I'm 100% disabled veteran. I'm involved with an organization called Mission 6 here who provides service dogs for disabled veterans. We train service dogs. I have one myself. We're also looking at putting a repeater up out in East Jordan. Now, there is an independent repeater out there that we can get and talk on, but we're also looking at doing that as well. And that was one of the nice things about the KG, you have the capability to put up a real nice repeater system for yourself.
Roger, who trains the service dogs?
Two of our instructors are retired military after 20 plus years of training military dogs in the Army. And two veterinarians, and then, of course, we help train new veterans once we get our dog. We train dogs, and then, of course, a match made in heaven, the dog picks you, and then it's history from there, Roger.
Yeah, in 1973 I started training dogs, sentry dogs, basically is where I started, and not to be confused with a junkyard dog. These were much better trained. And I got a couple of dogs from the leader dog school over in Rochester Hills because they were considered untrainable. It took me less than a month to train both of them.
Through that, in your search engine, put in Mission 6, and they're a non-profit up here, and unfortunately at the moment, which seems to be the case, we have more veterans than dogs, and of course we travel the country. We get female shepherds mostly, mainly, with great success. So yeah, look up Mission 6 there, and congratulations on your dog work, everybody.
I got one here trying to talk to me while I'm on the radio. He doesn't like to have his my attention divided between the radio and him. I don't know if you heard him whimpering.
No, I didn't chew five on the dog whimper. Yeah, I've got a couple that follow me everywhere I go, and they do enjoy getting out in the shack there in the wintertime, and we'll spend hours out there together. And as my grandmother told me, it's too loud, you're too old, Roger.
Roger. Yeah, this one, he's 12 going on 13. I hate to say it, but I don't know how much longer he's going to last. He's in pretty good shape for his age, but, you know, those are the ones that usually just suddenly in the middle of the night just stop, you know, living, and you wake up in the morning and you see them laying there and you think they're asleep and they're not.
Let's not even go there. My first rescue was a lab shepherd mix. He'll be sick on Thanksgiving this November. And he's seen better days. And God willing, his feet don't rise. And he still gets up and around. He's tough getting up and down every once in a while. And I feel your pain on that one, brother.
This one is an all-black German Shepherd. It's actually called the Black German Shepherd, the breed is. They're not just a German Shepherd that happened to be black. It's part of their DNA.
My service dog, Justice, is sable from the same bloodline. Typically, we work with nothing but purebreds, which is, of course, understood. And we have several veterinarians that are dedicated to the veterans, which is a good thing, and their dogs, and they care for them. They'll travel throughout Michigan if need be to take care of the dogs, which is a good thing.
I used to have a bodysuit and a sleeve. I still do, actually. At least the sleeve, I know where it's at. It's in a closet. But I'm not sure where I put the bodysuit or if that's at the storage facility or not. But, I used to be one of those guys that run around with a stick and a bodysuit and make myself dinner for them.
Roger that. I tell you what, I've worked with them in the military for many years, never trained them. They always came to us with the handler and then handed off to the platoon. But I'll tell you what, quite interesting the work that goes to, and truly blessed. As you well know, animals are amazing.
Did a couple horse rescues with a lady I knew, and wound up getting a Percheron quarter horse cross given to me because they didn't know what to do with the horse once they rescued it.
I as you can imagine, they don't drop horses off. I am out in the country, and they do tend to drop off their dogs that want to catch them. And we have to scoop them up and take them over to rescue. Never horse. I don't think we've run into a loose horse yet, Sergeant.
Lucky me, I knew someone who had, the paddock and the barn and everything for that kind of stuff, so I kept him for a couple of years. He was getting up there in age, but one morning he just dropped and had a full-blown heart attack. She lived over by Frederick, Michigan, where that bridle trail is. You're in a kind of a area where you're not got a lot of signal, just so you know.
I'm over top of the computer here. I'm transferring pictures from my phone from this morning's excursion out there. Let me get back with you. I'll do it again, and I'll fire up the old base station, the KG. WRCT 544, clear and monitor.
WRZX 218, standing by on the handheld.
Station 218. Station out there, 218. WRUG 48, copy.
WRZX 218. In the backyard on the handheld. Go ahead, Jack.
Yeah, I'm a, Randall. How you doing? This is Jack. I'm here at Cash Lake. How am I sounding with the new radio?
Loud and clear. Loud and clear on this end. You hearing me okay on this little walkie-talkie break?
Oh, yeah. You're coming loud and clear, too. How's your day going? Still a lot of leaves out that way?
Copy that. I'm watching them fall with this little breeze. I mowed some up earlier. Get a head start on them. Go ahead.
I need to know what is the difference. I'm on only 5-watt radio. I want to know if I can go on 10 watts and see what's the difference.
Roger that. Okay. You sound very good on 5 watts right now. Over.
Hey, actually, does it sound better from that DB20G?
Yeah, it's pretty much full quiet in there. Over.
Yeah, you know what? I'm on the walkie-talkie with the short antenna. Roger.
Roger that. I'm on this small thing with the Abree 771 antenna on it, the imitation Nagoya, over.
Yeah, that's the one that comes in with it anyhow. I'm on that PYT.
Oh yeah, that's that one you at 9800, over.
I don't know, it doesn't say here, but I forgot it's at home. I'll let you know what it is.
Copy that. Yeah, it sounds good. You're coming in good in Detroit repeater, over.
Roger, Randall. It's very breezy here in Cass Lake. I'm on the lake right now, and wind blowing very nice and clean, and also good sunshine. And there's a few boats out there going back and forth. Roger.
Copy that. Die-hard boaters. Die-hard boaters. They're getting ready to put them up probably. Last couple of nice days, and that's it.
Yeah, that's for sure. Anyhow, last night the 600 that came back in Ohio was on the 625 yesterday. Roger.
Copy that. I went bass fishing out way west of here on a private lake yesterday, and I got home late. I didn't hear nothing. I was tired, over.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Well, Randall, it was good to hear from you, and good talking to you. We'll talk again. WIUG 488.
Copy that, Jack. Okay, talk at you later. WRZS 218, standing by in the backyard with the handheld, over.
WSBS 311, this is WSCN 87, do you copy?
Go ahead, 887, WSBS 311.
Checking in to see if you got your chores done today.
That's so nice of you to think of me. Yes, I do. I think most have been anyway. Going to do a little bit of straightening up around here, but I'm getting tired now. It might be nap time, you know. How's it going there at work?
It's going good. I was about ready to nap about 1:30 myself, but I'm over it now. On to the next job.
Thank you. Costco, and I got gas, planning on going in, and then just didn't. I got to go in there, you know, both of us same time, I think. I don't think there's anything that was that urgent that I could think of.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, well, as far as I know, I'm going over to the library tonight, so I'll probably check in with you before I do that. Over.
Okay, yeah, that sounds good. Let's see, what time are you thinking home? I mean, when you're done over there?
I like probably by, well, we may go eat, so I don't know what the plan is. I haven't seen Kathy all day. So as soon as I know something, I'll let you know, okay?
Yep, I gotcha. All right, I'll talk to you later.
887 out.
WSBS 311, standing by.
WSBZ 713, WSBS 311, do you copy?
Yes, sir, 713, go ahead.
Oh, good, I'm just walking out right now. Are you home?
Yes, I am home. Maybe you can stop by on your way.
Yeah, that was my plan. Were you up in Ludington this weekend?
Yeah, correct. I just got back last night, 4 or 5 o'clock, something like that. A beautiful weekend, I'll tell you. Full sun, all the days, temperatures were great. Need more like that one, I think.
I bet the colors were really nice, too.
Yeah, spectacular. It really was great. I mean, all the way around. I give it a 9.5 out of 10, for sure. Wish it would have lasted a little bit longer, as usual.
Yeah, okay, I'm hopping in my car right now. I'm going to call my unit one, and I'm going to see if what she's got going on. I know that she usually plans her dinner around my arrival, but I'm going to tell her to hold it a little bit.
Yep, gotcha. I will, the door will be open, just come on in when you get here.
Okay, if traffic is good, I should be there in about a half hour.
Okay, sounds good. Drive careful. I'll see you shortly then.
Okie dokie. WSBZ 713, we're clear. I'm in monitoring. In my mobile vehicle.
You funny guy. WSBS 311, standing by.
WIVW 572, Morgan, Denver, 911.
WSEQ 575, listening. WSEQ 575, testing.
FACHY, computer check.
RZZ873 radio check.
WFDG 444, answer net radio check. I didn't hear nobody come back to you. Heard you loud and clear, and I'm on the Mount Clemens repeater. Over and out.
WSTN 567, I hear you.
WRUG 488, WRTX 957.
Maybe they send on the wrong license in the mail. Maybe he wanted to be a disc jockey, but he sent on the wrong one.
Yeah, just barely copied you there, Dan. Not really making it in right now. If you want to try back in a little bit, it might be better. But, yeah, barely make out anything you said. WRUX 245.
WRTP 347, just monitoring.
Station 421. Station out there, 421. WIUG, 488, copy.
Yeah, 488, I copy.
This is station 421.
Yes, I copy.
How am I sounding out that way?
You're sounding very good. You got a good signal, good clarity. And I've been working with the radios today trying to make sure I've got all the settings right.
You're sounding good, and I'm over here, John R., in 18 Mile. What is your location, sir?
I'm in Redford at 5 and Beach.
Yeah, that's a little bit good distance anyhow. But you're sounding good. I think you're on 625 for Peter, correct?
Correct.
I'm on Mount Clemens repeater, 675. Over.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, you got good signal.
Is this your first time on the radio?
Kind of first time using the repeaters and trying to make sure I've got things set up right.
Got it 100% right. You sound very clear, and your audio very clear, and your signal is clear. Over.
10-4. I was also trying to make sure I didn't have a rocket sound, stuff like that.
This is RPT-829 over in New Plain Township. You guys are sounding loud and clear.
Thank you very much. WRTP 347. Just sitting here on the side. Have a good evening.
All right, sir. You take care. You have a good evening. WIUG 488.
Y'all hear this WRPT 89 station?
Go ahead, 829.
Yeah, I was just checking to see if you all could hear this. Just walkie-talkie over Ypsilanti Township, boy.
You're sounding good with that walkie-talkie. And, Ypsilanti, yeah. You're on 625, correct?
Yeah, that's an affirmative. I'm on 65. I must have a clear pathway all the way into Detroit.
I'm over here, Rochester Hills, right now. It's sounding good, but do you have it like a, I don't know where you're at exactly, but it like a little bit, not much really. What kind of data do you have out there?
I got a rubber ducky antenna on a walkie-talkie.
If you want to know, it sounds a little bit better than that. I don't know, maybe you heard me. Nagoya 771G. You will sound a lot better. Over.
Was that 771G? Yeah, you're coming in loud and clear. And, yeah, I think I'm just kind of lucky with this repeater. I think I'm just making a good connection for some reason.
Yeah, well, you had you sounding good, really. And are you outside, by the way?
Yeah, it's a beautiful evening, so I decided to sit outside. I'm really hoping that my son comes online, because I wanted to see if he could make a connection to the repeater.
I'm over here. Rochester Hills, like I said, and on Mount Clemens repeater 675. Anyhow, you should get that antenna. It was the one I was saying, Nagoya 771G. And when you go inside, you want to talk from inside the house because, you know, it's getting winter time. Anyhow, it's up to you. I'm not telling you what to do. And you'll be talking better from the inside, too. Over.
Okay, antenna, Nagoya 771G, is that what you said?
Nagoya 771G. And make sure when you get one, it says on at 462. Right on the antenna, on the bottom of the antenna, not on top, but in the bottom, it says 462. And then Amazon got them, like $20.
Yeah, that's definitely within my budget, $20. I think you got a good point. It's going to get cold. You won't be able to be outside very much. And I've just started this. And, right now, just walkie-talkie.
It's a good walkie-talkie. I don't know what the name of it, but it's a good walkie-talkie, you know what I mean? I have about 6-7 of them, the Bowfinger, and I have a Quince one, and I have Redtail. I have all these radios, but they all they have on them, I'm going to be honest with you, 771G, that's the antenna. Roger.
Well, I appreciate that advice. I'm going to look into it. Like I said, it's definitely in my budget. And if it makes an improvement or if I can move to the inside, that's a good idea for the wintertime coming.
Now, I'm here in the car. And I have a mobile, the DB20G. That's the antenna I have. And also, I'm sorry, that's the radio I have. And I have the same radio inside the house, DB20G. That'll be Reality DB20G. I purchased that from Amazon. It was about $90 with the base station antenna. I don't know if you're going to be doing that or not. Whatever you do, you know, I cannot tell you what to do. Roger?
Yeah, I thanks for that input. I appreciate it. I think one of the things is I was trying to understand, like, how good can you do with the repeater. I mean, could I reach my son? He hasn't come online yet, but then I was thinking, well, maybe that's inspiration of maybe build a setup where in simplex mode I could talk directly to him and not have to use a repeater.
How far is your son from you? Because I don't know how far is your son from you.
Yeah, I think he's like the Beach Daily 5 mile area.
Well, I don't know, but you can try. I don't know if that simplex is going to work or not for you. But if he's got the same radio what you got, he probably can do it, you know what I mean? But with that antenna, it helps out for you guys, both of you. Over.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, I was just hoping to work the run experiment tonight. If he decides to come online or not, I don't know.
The only thing I can tell you, you can try, you can call him and tell him to be outside, like where you are. That way he can hear you and he can hear him. Because inside the house, those rubber ducks, they're not going to work that good for you guys.
Yeah, I agree with you. In the house, I can't hear anything. Everything is just, in the house, there's nothing. So coming outside, and then all of a sudden I can hear and talk. So, yeah, you're right. You're definitely right about that.
Well, I'm on my destination. And sorry to cut you off because I have to get out of the car. So you take care. And if you need any help, my name is Jack, and WRUG 488. I'll help you out as much as I can, as much as I know. Over.
Well, thanks for that. I appreciate it, and you have a good one. And pleasure chatting with you.
Cool, you take care. WIUG, waiting, clear.
This is WRPT 829 calling out to Redbeard. out there, Redbeard. WRPT-89 reaching out to Redbeard. Can you hear me, Redbeard?
WRYR-503 monitoring.
WRPT-89 was reaching out to Redbeard. Whether can you hear me? Why don't you try and talk? There's a little.
Ohio calling. Anybody got a copy? This is Dan and Lorraine Carter.
Hey Dan, is that you out there?
Yeah, hello Jack, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing alright, but a bit noisy, I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know. I've been waiting around trying to see if anybody can get out of here.
I don't know. Maybe if the band opens tonight anyhow, but it's not the greatest. Over.
Yeah, somebody got on here earlier when I was trying, and they told me that I was too low. To try that later, so that's what I would do.
I see what you're saying. Did you get a new antenna yet?
Say it again.
Did you make a new antenna yet?
Still on the same one.
On Midland Radio right now?
Yeah, I'm on the Midland right now. I've been up about 2 weeks. Does it sound like it's working okay?
Dan, it's making a lot of noise, all that stuff. Try your handheld.
Yeah, Jack, I don't have a receiver to hit off of with my little one.
I know what you're saying. Hey, did you get a hold of 847? Out of Cleveland?
No, I can hear him every once in a while, but I can't seem to talk to him.
Give him a shout, see if he can hear you.
Sorry, Cleveland, you got a copy on Lorraine. This is Dan and Lorraine.
By, let me give him a shout. WSDI 847. WSDI 847. WIUG 388. Copy. Hey, Dan, it's probably too early for him. We'll try a little bit longer, maybe after 10 o'clock. He could be out there. Over.
Okay, I forgot to identify. This is WSCQ816, Dan and Lorraine.
You don't say Q. This is not a ham. Just say straight is cosine or your cosine. Don't say Q on this GMRS. Over.
Who says CQ?
Hey, I'm just telling you that. Anyhow. Just give him a few more, maybe 10 minutes. We'll call him back, see if he's out there. Roger?
All right. I've tried to get a hold of him before, and he almost hurt me one time, but I haven't been able to get a hold of him. I don't know what the deal is. He's only 30 miles away from me.
I know he's on the same frequency too, 625. Get that, Dane. No, Dan, you're not going that clear. Just give it 10-15 minutes. Or maybe talk to him anyhow. I'm going to clear out of here for right now. WIUG, please, clear.
Cleveland,
you got a
copy. This is Dan
and
Lorraine.
847. You got that, Dan? Understand nothing. Just go ahead and take out for 10 minutes, we'll be back. WIUG, what it ain't clear.
All right, Jack, I'll catch you later. Have a good one.
Dan and Lorraine. WSFF317, coming in from Washington Township. I want to see if you guys can hear me.
I did have a copy on you, Michigan. This is Dan in Lorraine, Ohio.
Hi, Dan.
This is Cornell. I'm calling in from Washington, Thompson, Michigan. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. You're a little low. Everybody says I'm low also, but I hear you real clear.
You're coming in much clearer now compared to earlier, about 5 minutes ago. 5 minutes ago, you were really, really crunchy.
Well, wasn't loud enough?
There was too much background noise. We could barely understand it. Now it's much better.
Okay, I probably have too many radios going over here. By the way, this is Dan, WSGQ816, I'm in Lorain, Ohio, about 30 miles west of Cleveland.
Good to meet you, Dan. I'm new to GMRS, so I'm just dialed into this repeater, so I'm enjoying listening to you guys and being able to communicate a bit.
Yeah, I'm new also. I've only been doing this a few weeks, but I really like it. I can't always get you guys over there in Michigan, but I wish I had a repeater. I wish I had repeaters over here like you guys have.
I searched my area for repeaters, and it seems like this one is the one that has the largest coverage, so I'm going to stick on this one for a while. Let's see how it goes.
What kind of radio you got? I'm on a Midland.
Since I just started, I just bought a GP Baofeng UZ5, and it's a handheld, so this is what I'm working with right now.
Yeah, I'm on a great big old base from the 1970s, and I paid $39 for this one.
That's how you start. I don't want to put too much money into it until I really know that I like it, and we'll buy some better toys.
Yeah, I've been retired for about 20 years, and I'm on a fixed income, so my money is very limited. I have to do what I can with what I got. I had to make my antenna. I couldn't afford a base antenna.
So you have a fixed antenna connected to the midline?
Yeah, just a second. I have this is a base, and I have the antenna on top of the garage. I'm out in the garage.
Not bad. You make it work with old equipment. So what? I can hear you clear, and not a problem.
Yeah, my problem is I have to wait till conditions will let me get the repeater over there in Detroit.
Since I'm new, I mean, is it that you need a clear sky, or what would be the best condition?
Well, there's some kind of inversion thing that goes on where the water is cools the air, and it's cold air right on the lake, and then it's warmer air above it, and that makes the conditions to get across the lake over there. got what they call a sunset adjusting. My memory ain't that great either. I'm 71 years old, and I'm a retired railroad engineer.
I hope you're enjoying the retirement. We all look forward to that.
Yeah, I tell you what, the hardest thing I ever did was retire. I wasn't ready for it. I had all my bills. I should have had everything paid off. That would have made it a lot easier. But if you retire, the best thing is to have every single thing paid off.
I agree with you 100%. That makes it much easier and smoother to move into retirement.
Where do you work, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, a big part of the Metro Detroit area, I'm in automotive supplies. So we make car parts. I'm also an engineer, but I'm on the mechanical side.
That's a pretty cool repeater to say that.
This is my first duty. I just got on. I had some trouble to get the tone dialed in into this handheld radio, but I finally got it. I could hear you guys, but I couldn't.
Yeah, there was a lot of noise in there that time. I don't know what that was. I tell you what, I got a room full of radios, all kinds of radios that are stacked up all over the place.
I can hear you. There's a little static, but I can still hear you. I can hear you clear.
That's a good thing. It's mostly quiet out here, but every once in a while there's some loud noises come through.
I was telling you, I don't know if you got that. I'm a mechanical engineer. And I'm in the automotive supply, so I work for a company that makes car parts.
That's pretty cool. We're both engineers. I'm the railroad type, and you're the car type.
Yeah, it's a crazy industry.
Yeah, we have two Ford plants up here. There's one a little east of me and one way out west, and there's two Ford plants.
Yeah, we supply mainly to the big, what we call a tier one, so the big names, the big companies that make the sub-assemblies or the systems, and then those guys will send that assembly to the car plant, let's say the Ford, to GM. So we supply to these guys, and then they just put our parts into their system.
Well, that's cool. I used to work over at the steel mill over there. We had 30 miles of track inside the steel mill, and I was mostly sorting out cars and putting the train together to shove inside the steel mill.
Is that at the Vooz plant down the river?
Oh, that was Republic Steel. Yeah, the Mexicans bought that steel mill, and I retired before they got in there.
Got it. We actually have some parts that go on some of the, I think it's like a, I'm thinking of a tram, type of train down in Phoenix. And it's the industrial guys, so it's our industrial division that does this, so I may have a chance to go down there to Phoenix and see some of those parts put on those carts soon, but yeah, that would be one train application that would have some parts on.
So that's down there where they have the tramway, huh?
Yeah, I think they're on the trams, and we work with the Siemens. So that's the company that makes the motors. So we're more in the coupling business, so we supply some couplings for those train applications.
Yeah, the steel mill that I worked at was in Lorain over here. My son works, we used to work together over there. He was my boss at Republic. He actually hired me over there. I was working at the steel mill, and he said, why don't you come over to the railroad? And so he hired me. He's working over in Cleveland now. He said he wouldn't be a boss for nothing in the world, so over there.
That's pretty cool to work with your son. That's nice.
Yeah, that was kind of an unusual situation, but yeah, that was nice working with him. He got tired of being a boss over there, and he came and worked on my engine with the, you know, it was two of us, and we worked on the same engine. That was pretty nice. Hello, how are you doing?
Good, man. Just hope to see you guys talk about Florida, where I've worked for many years.
Oh, where was that?
Just listening to you guys, got a new radio and new license. I worked for Ford Plant for many years, too.
Yeah, that's a hard job, but you guys made the big bucks, right?
Yeah, I did material handling for many years, making sure we got parts to run the line.
You said you just got your license? Because I am in the same boat, just got it a few days ago.
To be honest, I paid them, they took my money last week, and I'm still waiting for my email.
Go ahead and check it online, because I did the same. Took a couple of days, and then I poked on the website and eventually found the call number.
Yeah, I got mine in, I think it was about 3 days.
Yeah, I'm checking now. See, I just logged into ULS, see what we can find.
That's also spam. I think mine went to spam. That's why I didn't get the email.
Copy that. I'll have to check that spam folder, too.
That's funny. All three of us are new on this.
Not too surprising. Everybody's in the auto industry around here too, right?
Agree. The whole Metro Detroit has some connection to auto industry.
Was that you, Jack?
Yeah, that's me. Listen, you gotta put out your cosign every 10 minutes. Every 10 minutes, you don't have no cosign, you can't get in because you're on the air. And it's not me. It's the FCC rules. And my cosign is WIUG88 in Rochester Hills.
You're wrong, Jack. I looked at the rules. It's at the beginning and at the end.
Oh, you gotta look at it good. You gotta look really good. Every 10 minutes, you gotta do that. And when you finish talking, you gotta sign out. This is the MIA.system. It's all that there. And that MIA.system. You got it?
Roger that. I think it's 15 minutes, if I'm not mistaken. So yeah, I'm WSFF317.
That do it real often with the ham stuff, but this is not ham. This is EMRS.
See, I'm just telling you, Dane, you gotta go to MIA.systems with an S. It'll tell you all the rules here. There's about 7 repeaters connected together. And it'll tell you everything. Over.
Well, that's for you guys over in Michigan. That's not for me over here in the Lorraine. But I'll identify, this is WSDQ816, Dan, in Lorraine, Ohio.
Any other station out that way?
No, there's three stations over there in Michigan that I was talking to.
You know, one of them got a cosign. I don't know about the other gentleman out there. I don't make the rules. MIA.system make these rules.
Yeah, I just checked the mygmrs.com for the M18. Seems like they want us to identify with the full call sign every 15 minutes. Then clear from the business. Again, I'm WSFF317. I'm in Washington Township.
I'm just wondering why that goes over a bunch of different channels. I get you guys over 3 different channels. That's kind of weird.
Are you the gentleman from
WRCY292 repeater system? The different repeaters.
Yeah, that's a link for a repeater system. That's something. There was a double key there. you guys keep together.
WIUG 38. The gentleman out of Washington, D.C., or Washington, Michigan. Over.
WSFF 317. I'm in Washington Township, Michigan. Right next to you.
How you doing? My name is Jack, by the way. And I don't know if you need any help with the radio. The radio you got is a good radio, but, you know, I don't know if you're outside or inside. Over.
Yeah, I'm Cornell, and, yeah, I'm in Washington Township, and I'm on a handheld. I don't know how strong is the signal here in Rochester.
Yeah, it's probably 5 watts.
Yeah, you're sounding good, really sounding good, but, you know, sometimes you're fading out because maybe you're not standing still or you're not holding your handheld straight. Over.
Just to know that, I'm in house as well, inside the house, so that's probably the reason.
Yeah, because you're fading out. Here's what you do. Be by the window and hold your handheld straight. It helps a lot. That way you don't fade out. Over.
Roger that.
Hey, you sound good in Lorain, Ohio.
And stand by. Let me talk to this gentleman. Okay, it really sounds good. I know where you're at, Washington. Well, I'm not too far from there anyhow. Good talking to you, sir. My name is Jack, like I said. And if you need any help, I'm on DB20G in the base station. DB20G, reality, DB20G. Over.
Good to know. Thank you, Jack. Appreciate it. And I'm going to check out here, WSFF 317. We'll talk with you guys later.
Okay, good enough. You take care, sir. You have a good evening. And anytime you want to talk, no problem at all. WIUG 48.
Okay, where'd you other guys go? You still in here? How about you other guys? Bring it back. Now, we had a conversation going when Jack broke in there. Where are you guys? Bring it back again. You three guys out there in Michigan. How about it out there? This was Dan and Lorain. You three guys I was originally talking to, you still there? See there, Jack, you messed me up.
I mess up nobody. That's it. That's all. I don't know if they're going to get back to you or not either. That's not my business anyhow. Stand by for sure. Let me see if 847 out there. The station 847 out of Cleveland. Station 847 out of Cleveland. WIUG 48.
No, this is not the station out of Cleveland. I apologize, Jack. I see you're in quite a mood tonight. This is WRVT 771.
Station 771, how you doing? I talked to you before. Over.
Yes, sir. We've had definitely had some conversations before. Good hearing from you. I hear we're hitting some people pretty far away. That's awesome.
About a 771. This is WSCQ 816 Dan in Lorain, Ohio.
Good to hear from you, sir. I'm in Roseville, Michigan, so we're still making it a pretty good way.
Yeah, too bad I don't have repeaters over here like you guys do. I have to make it all the way to the Detroit repeater before I can talk to anybody.
That's unfortunate, but you're coming in very clear, very, very clear. So you're definitely hitting the Detroit repeater.
Well, I appreciate it. You come in strong to Lorain, Ohio. I'm right on the lake, about 30 miles from Cleveland.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. You're definitely hitting the repeater nice and clear. Sounding quite good. So, sorry guys, I overheard you guys talking, wanted to give my two cents. If anyone else wants to have a conversation, I'm here, but if not, I will be standing by.
All right, I'll catch you later. This is WSCQ 816 Dan in Lorain. Have a good one.
Copy that, sir. WRVT 771.
Station 771. You take care. You have a good evening. Good talking to you, and we'll talk again. WIUG 88.
You too, Jack. See you, brother.
There's another 488 over there somewhere. I think it's Groveland Township. WRPB 4848. That's 448. Okay, I got it mixed up. I have to use a magnifying glass to see some of this stuff, and I got it written so poorly. I write over top of where I already wrote stuff before.
Guys, my fault. I jumped the gun. I apologize to everybody out there. Sorry about that.
What you apologizing for, bring it back in there. We'll talk a little bit. This is Dan in Lorain, Ohio.
WSEQ 999, Mike in Howell, Michigan, monitoring.
Hello, 999. This is Dan, WSEQ 816 in Lorain, Ohio. Got a good signal into the Buckeye State.
Copy that. Thanks, Dan.
What you up to these days?
Oh, relatively new to the GMRS license. Just, I'm an attorney, and practice mostly in the Lansing, Michigan area, but have a lot of family, worked for GM for a lot of years, too. So I kind of heard the conversation about the auto industry and the train industry.
Hey, roger that. Well, you guys are lucky to have that repeater system over there. I have to, my radio has to make it all the way to Detroit before I can talk on your repeater system over there.
Yeah, I was picking you guys up on multiple channels there, and I was trying to figure out which repeater I was hitting, but I got into the Detroit repeater. But I'm also kind of in between that and ones out in the Lansing area, too.
Well, there's eight repeaters over there that are hooked together, so that comes over about three channels.
Are there still repeater chains that are allowed to be repeating over here?
Say again. Yeah, those are linked repeaters, eight of them. It's MI-8 repeater systems. There's eight of them linked together.
Right on, man. That's great for us over here. Sorry, but you still seem to be working your side.
Yeah, that's why you guys on that side can use your little walkie-talkies to talk. I have to use a big space radio to converse with you.
Copy that. Money going into this hobby is getting to go from one side to the other, brother.
Yeah, I take it you are on a handheld, right? You are on a walkie-talkie, right?
This is Mike, WSCQ999. I'm on a handheld. I'm not sure about the other gentleman that chimed in.
Yes, happy man.
Yeah, the only one that's not, the only one that's not on a handheld is Jack over there.
Station 999. This is WIUG 3D in Rochester Hills. My name is Jack. Copy?
Hi, Jack. How you doing? This is Mike 999. I actually grew up in Rochester Hills. Lived there for about the first 18 years of my life.
Yes, sir. I've been here 8 years, and I love it here. It's very nice here. Very, very nice. Roger.
I copy that. Great area. I love living there. But moved out to East Lansing for school and kind of stayed out that way, and then ended up in Owl.
Now you're in Owl? Roger.
Affirmative, yep, Howell.
I believe station WSDB 999, correct?
WSEQ 999.
That's WSDQ 999 and Howell, correct?
Yep, copy that. Whiskey, Sierra, Echo, Quebec.
You're sounding good here, and I don't know what radio you have. I'm on DB20G. That's reality, DB20G. That's just DMRS radio. Over.
Yeah, Jack's on a great big radio.
I don't know if he's still out there, sir. Mike, I don't know if he's still out there. And this is Jack. I'm have to back out of here for a little bit. Well, good talking to you, and good to hear from you. You take care, and anytime you like to talk, don't have no problem at all. Just give me a shout, WIUG 48, clear.
Nice talking to you, Jack. Appreciate it. Mike in Howell, WSCQ 999.
All right, catch you later, Jack. This is WSCQ 816, Lorain, Ohio.
This
is WSCY 292 from Stockbridge, Michigan. I'll be clear.
292,
where'd you say you was from? Yeah, there's a whole lot of static coming in with you there. I don't know why. There's a lot of static coming in with you. You hear that right now? Still a lot of static? You hear all the static, Mike?
Yeah, I think I heard Stockbridge, but I couldn't hear anything else.
Yeah, we're having trouble hearing you because every time you key up, there's a huge amount of static. Yeah, we're not trying to give you a hard time. It's just every time you key up, it's a lot of static.
Yeah, Jimbor. Yeah, I don't know what's being picked up. Maybe I had another radio on. I thought maybe it was interfering with the two radios.
Yeah, maybe you could try that other one. Maybe it'd make a difference. Yeah, somebody's trying to interfere with us. Hear that music, Mike?
Yeah, copy that. Definitely heard that.
Still making all that noise. It's loud, very loud static. I don't know what it is. but my radio was doing that the other day. Yeah, I don't know what that could be. What you been up to, Mike?
Oh, not much. Just watching a little Monday Night Football and probably will have to turn in for the night in a little bit here. How about you?
Earlier today, I saw my Browns get their ass kicked. I hate when that happens.
Oh, yeah, well, we finally, after about 30 years or so, have a decent, a pretty good team in the Lions here, but it's been a long time coming.
Well, I tell you what, we never have a good line. I mean, any quarterback we get gets killed because the line lets them through so bad that the quarterbacks get beat up something awful.
Yeah, I feel like Detroit was like that for quite a long time, and you finally got a decent lineman and can protect the quarterback, and you started to get a lot more production out of the QB.
Yeah, we need a lot more beef up on that line. Those guys are too small. They need some beef in there. You know, I used to watch the Browns back when they had a heck of a player. Jim Brown, that was one awesome guy. I mean, there was nobody like him.
Yeah, he was before my time, but definitely one of the greats. And he got lucky with Barry Sanders for a long time, but yeah, at least Jim Brown was the big name.
Yeah, I'm 71 years old, so I've seen them. I've seen them way back. I used to watch a lot of basketball, but my eyesight is going and makes it hard for me to watch the games.
Yeah,
my eyes are so bad, I have to use the binoculars to watch TV.
My NFC Spartans, but that's about really the only team I follow.
My eyesight is so bad, I have to use binoculars to watch TV. Now, that's pretty bad.
Maybe just get a bigger TV then.
Well, trust me, I got a big TV. It's a real big TV, but I'd have to stick my nose on the screen to see much.
Yeah, I'm just teasing. My eyesight gets worse by the day, it seems like.
Yeah, I'm getting tears inside the eyeballs. They wanted me to have surgery, and they said they would stick three needles in there with me awake. And I said, that's okay. I'd rather go blind.
does not want to go through that procedure.
Yeah, they have to do that with cataracts too, but I tell you the truth, I would not hold still while there are sticking needles in my eye. I know I couldn't do it, so, you know, I had a friend that had surgery, and she moved while they was doing it, and she was blind in that eye after that.
Oh, wow, I would think they would just sedate you for something like that. That's crazy.
Well, I have a peripheral vision in that eye. I can't see the, hardly in the middle, but I can see around the edges, so it helps out, that eye helps out a little bit just with the peripheral vision. And what kind of work did you say you do?
I'm an attorney. I do a lot of criminal defense and family law and child protection work.
WRWY 979.
Go ahead, 979.
Yeah, good evening, gentlemen. This is Joe over here in Clinton Township, WRWY 979. I was just going to interject the fellow with the eye issue. What they normally do is give you a slight sedation where you feel real groggy. And normally, if they do something with your eye, they're going to numb it topically or whatever. So you might feel a little pressure, if anything. You won't be, you may be awake, but you don't feel a whole lot. Just an FYI. I'll throw it back to you guys. You can go on. I don't want to interrupt too long. But this is Joe in Clinton Township, WRWY 979.
Well, hang in there, Joe. Discussing this and that, nothing important. Hang in with us.
Well, as much as I'd like to, I've had a long day starting early in the morning. Had some things I took care of I won't get into, and I'm really tuckered out, so I'm kicking back and watching a football game. I'll probably hit the sack earlier than usual, so thanks for the offer, but maybe next time. If you can write down the call sign, if you hear it, you might recognize it again. But you both take care. Have a good evening, what's left, and a good day tomorrow. WRWY 979.
Well, I could write it down, but I've got so many things written over top of everything, I can't see what I'm writing. So I'll catch you later. This is WSTQ816, Dan in Lorain, Ohio. You have a good one. That's a good sound of radio you got there.
Yeah, I appreciate it. It's just a little handheld Bofang, you know, GMRS, and I'm coming through the repeater that's the receive site that's in Macomb County or Mount Clements, I believe. That would be the 675, I think.
Well, it's doing a good job. How's it sound over there to you, Mike?
WSQ 999, Mike and Howell. Yeah, that's sounding really good. I can hear it real clear. Thanks for chiming in, and have a good evening.
Hey, you both take care, and thanks again for letting me jump in there. So have a good one. I'll be signing off.
for the night, WRWY 979.
All right, have a good one. This is WSDQ 816 Dan in Lorain, Ohio. Have a good evening. I wish my radio sounded that good.
Yeah, that was really clear.
Yeah, this old Midland I'm on, it's probably about 50 years old. Somebody's interfering with us there.
Yeah, I heard that, but hey, yeah, Dan, you're coming real clear, though, too. It looked like a real low-level fuzz in the back, but really clear.
Yeah, this radio weighs probably 11 pounds, 10 or 11 pounds, and it's from the 1970s. Yeah, I paid $39 for it.
Well, hey, if it costs that much and works that well over all these years and still working well, it might as well keep using it.
I've only had it about a year, but I bought it off of eBay. And this was like the third radio, and finally it worked. The other ones didn't work. I got four radios, and only one of them worked.
Copy that. Well, you found a good one.
Yeah, if it wasn't for an old radio, I wouldn't be able to do it, because I can't pay those big prices. I've been retired for 20 years, and I'm on a fixed income that's doesn't make it where I can buy a lot of extra stuff.
Got to that. Well, I mean, you're getting up into Michigan from Ohio there, so working good. Glad to come in clear. But, hey, Dan, nice talking to you. I'm going to try to get ready to wind down here for the night, and hopefully we'll catch you again here soon. Mike from Howell, WSDQ 9999. I'm going to clear the channel here.
Okay, Mike, it's been nice talking to you. Hopefully we can talk again sometime. This is WSTQ 816 Dan in Lorain, Ohio. Have a good one. 73. Bye-bye. You still got that static in there. I can't make out what you're saying. Do you have another radio you can try? CQCQ, this is WSDQ 816 Dan in Lorain, Ohio, trying. Still doing it. It's very loud. Very loud.
up in the red loud. Something is wrong over there. This is WSDQ 816, Dan in Lorain, Ohio calling. CQ, CQ, this is WSDQ 816, Dan in Lorain, Ohio calling for contact.
WRN 3342, I don't know if you can hear me. My name is Holland, Ohio. Holland, Ohio.
3342, yeah, I got you. You're one of the only ones that I've talked to from Ohio. The only ones I've been able to talk to was in Michigan. In that direction, and you should have me there. Where exactly is your city? I don't even remember what you said. What city are you in?
I'm in Holland, Ohio, and that's real close to Toledo, Ohio. I'm real close to Toledo, Ohio.
Copy to Toledo, Ohio. Well, you're doing real good. It's not too loud in here. It's pretty quiet, and you're coming in real good to Lorain. Do you have any idea where Lorain is?
Yes, I do. I am about a mobile radio M400. That's what I'm on. And I'm about close to 60,000 feet in the air right now. 60 to about 75 feet in the air right now. So, yeah, I know exactly because I used to drive that way. I used to drive a straight truck. And I used to go all over Michigan and Ohio and everything else.
Yeah, I've been able to hit that repeater over there in Detroit, and they got those eight repeaters that are linked together, and that's the only way I've been able to talk. I don't have any repeaters over this way to speak of. There's one repeater. It's a quarter mile from me, and it only goes 10 miles because it's in the woods.
Over, I don't know exactly where it's at, but it's out here close to Toledo, over in downtown, where the guy that owns it, and he's dying. And then I got another one that I talked to, but it's a real low profile, that's what it is, low profile, and it's over in Wood County, right over by Five Points Road is where that's at, right around in that area, right in there, and once in a while I can talk to that guy when the conditions are right, but yeah, that's a very low road repeater. It only runs 14 watts.
Did you hear all that?
I did not. What did I miss? Did you talk to me? I'm sorry.
telling the time and the temperature. You didn't hear that?
Yes, I did. And I was getting ready, so I was going to click the data to give you my ID. This is WRN342. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have trouble remembering all these letters and numbers and crap. I'm 71 years old, and my memory is not what it used to be. So I just get on here and talk. That's I've got some written down, but I'm half blind and. I can't hardly see what I got here, because I write over top of my own stuff, so it kind of makes it hard to see even when I'm right up against it.
Falling apart.
And I was talking a lot of times, like I tried, my neighbors started cranking up on my radio. They had crappy systems and, you know, TVs or had bad gutter systems. I tried to get to my power to try to, and, you know, when you've got somebody who don't understand that that they got crappy TV and there's not much you can do about it because they are, you know, it's like a receiver. So I got tired of hearing him crying, and he, you know, and I said, okay, I got off 11 meters. And since then, all I do is listen. And a lot of my friends that I usually know on 11 meters are gone too, so, you know, and like I said, now it's like, yeah, I can try to get on 11 meters now, and so I think it can't even talk, it can't even get through anymore, because everybody's either calling Skip or something like that.
Everybody that I always talk to when it comes summertime, they have a lot of stuff to do, so I'm down to like three or four guys that I talk to every morning. I'm on channel 39 lower side in the mornings, and it's pretty tough to talk to the locals with all that skip coming in. I mean, I like to talk to England and France and stuff every once in a while, but I don't like it being in there all the time.
I hear that. So I used to talk to, like, then there was me and my buddy that was living in the South End. I used to live in the South End of Toledo. And we lived only maybe a block from each other, if we were lucky at that. So me and him used to get out of it late at night, because I only, and he would sit there and talk almost half the night. And when I had a day off work, and he would talk on, I think it was like 38 or 39 lower side band. And then when he passed away, I got his radio, so I got his radio down here, and old Lefty, Tom Smith.
Boy, that's an old timer, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's a old timer. Yep. It still works. No problem. It still works.
Yeah, I got a 980 with a cordless mic. I stay up late and then I don't want to get up very early in the morning, but I'll get on the radio with that cordless mic and talk. I don't know what I'd do without that cordless mic. My radio's back here in the garage, and that cordless mic I keep with me in the bedroom there. I've had that cordless mic for a long time, and it's about worn out, but I couldn't afford another one. They want like $80 for them things now.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, like I said, so I still got this radio. It's like this is all left yet. You know, I turn it on once in a while, and I sit there and listen to it over the years and stuff like that.
My ground plane antenna is a stereo 2016, and that's a pretty good ground plane antenna. Because it was supposed to be better, but I like the old A99. That was a quieter antenna. You know what I mean? The one I got now, it brings in too much noise, and it doesn't seem to be anything I can do about it.
I'm assuming he means Antron 99 antenna. In that case, the IMAX 2000 is a much superior antenna. I use them on ham radio all the time.
Well, you had to cut it down a little bit, didn't you?
What do you mean by shutting it down?
I said you had to trim it down a little bit, didn't you?
No, not really. It's got the rings on it, and they will adjust from 12 meters to 10 meters and everything in between, obviously.
I had to trim my, actually it was a Solarcon, but I had to trim it for 10 meters.
The IMAX, they have the tuning rings on it, and I still got the IMAX out here in back of the house, but I'm going to do a little work on getting that closer to 24 megahertz or 12 meters.
Okay, do you have a copy on my buddy out there towards Toledo down there?
Who you're talking to, if that's what you meant, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't want to leave him out of the conversation. Bring it in there.
Yeah, this is WRNT342. I'm out in Allen, Ohio. Yeah, I had an Antron 99, and I would get a tuning ring myself to use it like 10 meters, and then I used it at 11 meters. And then with the coax, I played around with the coax,
caught the last minute of what he was saying. It got really staticky. Did you hear what he said?
I got a 2 meter antenna. It's almost made in here, but I haven't tried it out. Gentlemen, I'm going to let you go. I just came back in the house. I was out with the dog for a while, and I need to get some shut-eye.
Well, thanks, Tom. Thanks for giving us the information about the antenna of the men. Okay, well, you take it easy. Maybe you might talk to you again. But that's just it. WRN-8342. Okay. Next party, go ahead. And, hey, what you want to say?
Yeah, you have a good one. This is Whiskey Sugar Delta Quebec 816 Dan in Lorain, Ohio, saying 73's. Nice talking to you.
Doke, you both take care. No, WRYR 503 down for the night.
Have a good one. Well, I think I'm going to get off here too. The boss will be back here knocking on my door. So it's been nice talking to you. I'll catch you later. Have a good one down there in Holland, Ohio. From Ohio for a change. I'll catch you later. This is WSDQ 816 Dan, the old retired railroad engineer up here west of Cleveland on the shores of Lake Erie. You have a good one. Catch you later. Bye-bye.